Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
B. Mitch Finley, 1067 The Fan. I'm always fired up when I get to talk to Neil Greenberg. Stats and analytics for the Washington Post. You can give him a follow at @NGreenberg. Greenberg joins us now via the Rude Guest Hotline. But I am particularly fired up when our producer, Mr. Jim Mullins, says, hey, Greenberg's got a bunch of futures he wants to talk about. You are speaking my love language, Greenberg. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing super duper. How are you guys doing?
We're good, man. You got business to talk about, so I'm not holding you back. You want to start with the NFL stuff?
Sure. I'm just working on a piece that'll probably come out soon-ish. Thought I'd give you a little preview. I'm working on some NFL future bets. The one I really like is Tampa Bay to win the NFC South at plus money. Not really sure what's going on with this, but I know that the Buccaneers are expected to be the only above-average team in the division. And the fact that you can get plus money for them to win the division seems a little bit odd to me, but I'll happily take it. So I like Tampa Bay at plus odds to win the division.
How much plus are you getting there?
I got it at plus 110. I think it's still like plus 105, plus 100. But again, I think you look at the Buccaneers, who I have as a 1.5 points per game better than an average team, and then you have the Falcons at minus 2, Panthers minus 3.5, and then the Saints at minus 6. I think the Panthers could be the surprise team there, but that's still a pretty big gap, and I'm willing to take the plus money to ride it out.
Yeah, I think the Saints are a mess. I kind of think the Panthers could surprise too. I'm also a Bryce truther, and I may just be proven wrong eventually.
Well, you've been proven wrong thus far.
I have been proven wrong thus far. But I like Canales.
I think Carolina could be a surprise, yeah.
A lot of it, though, Greenberg likes the Bucs to win the South again. What about the Falcons?
I'm not shocked.
I'm sorry, say it one more time.
He said, what about the Falcons? He said, you like the Bucs to win the South, so what about the Falcons?
I'm not a Falcons believer. Like I said, I think they're probably going to be at best an average team, and I just think that it's either going to be, in my opinion, it's either going to be the plays are either the Buccaneers at plus money, or you take the Panthers as a flyer that they figure it out. Bryce Young continues to improve, and they end up doing some things because that division is not strong by any means. So I would say the plays are either the Bucs, like I'm taking, or a flyer on the Panthers.
Let me ask you this question, Neil. The thing about Bryce I think the kid was terrific in college. But then again, when you play with all five stars, you could be that way. But the thing that got me was he's a pocket passer. And I met him. They can say what they want. He's shorter than me. I'm 5'10.5". He's shorter than me. I haven't seen a passer that's about 5'9", 5'10", that can't, that's not very athletic, succeed in this league, other than Drew Brees, who's under 6 feet, okay? And that's where I think the league gives him problems at. Because, like, when you look at people like, you know, my man out in Arizona, all those guys, they move around. He doesn't have that athleticism, and I think that affects him.
That's certainly fair criticism. I do think, though, that he showed improvement despite that over the season. He started to play really good football second half of the year, I would even say, you know, towards the last couple of games. So he was able to overcome that in to a degree. But again, I think we're also talking about a division that's weak. And I think if he plays decent football, there's a chance that Carolina surprises. I'm not saying Carolina's going to win the conference or Super Bowl or anything like that. I'm just looking at from a betting opportunity. I think the upside is with Carolina in terms of a surprise. And I think a lot of that's going to be because Bryce Young has at least shown he can make stuff happen. Now, will this be a long-term thing? Will defenses figure it out? It's possible. Will his size end up being a problem? It's possible. But I do think he's at least showed enough improvement where you can look at the team and say, okay, if any team has upside in this division, it's probably going to be Carolina.
Okay. Talk with our friend Neil Greenberg via the Rude Guest Hotline. Greenberg, I want to get to your second future, but I got to ask Beamit something real quick. We like to play real or fake, right? Uh-huh. Bryce Young's listed at 5'10", 204.
Fake. he's about 186, if that, and he's not 5'10", 204.
Yeah, maybe on skates.
Ahmed. Ahmed met him. Who's that little dude right there? I say, Bryce Young. You say, what?
I've seen him in person. He's a slight fella. Okay, Greenberg, future number two.
Jared Goff, MVP, if you can find 25-1 or better.
Wow.
Yeah,
talk
so here's the
it.
Thing.
I don't hate it. That's a juicy number.
So here's the thing. Typically, the eventual MVP winner is going to be a quarterback on a team that is top in their conference and or one of the highest scoring teams in the league. And you look at the teams that are kind of on that short list, Baltimore, Kansas City, teams like that. And then if you look at what those quarterbacks are going for, they're usually going to be in like the plus 500 to plus 1,000 range. Obviously, Josh Allen's there, Jalen Hurts, et cetera. But, you know, Goff, I do think, is also in that mix for the Lions. And I think when you look at that, how skewed his value is, I think that it makes sense. Now, I know that there's some changes coming in Detroit. They just had their, very important lineman retire. But they have the whole offseason to figure. They have that whole offseason to figure it out. They're obviously going to be a competitive team. They're going to be a high scoring team, I believe. And if those two things come together, then I think Jared Goff, comparatively to some of the other prices that are out there, 10-1 and below, it makes a lot of sense to take a value play like this.
I kind of like that. It's a flyer, but it's a big hitter. All your analysis makes sense to me. You think Goff could win it?
The MVP?
Yeah.
If they get a coach that can run Gibbs consistently and play off of that, yes. But if they're not running Gibbs consistently, no. But then if you run Gibbs a lot, he may win the damn MVP.
You know a QB is winning it. That's just the way the league's set up. I mean, Saquon didn't win it last year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Didn't win it when he had the historical season.
Right. Like, what do you have to do? If Saquon couldn't win it last year, they should just make it a quarterback award. All right. I don't know how many of these you have. You got a third?
Those are the only two. I'll have a couple more when it publishes next week, but I wanted to give you a little taste.
Can I tweet those out, or do you want me to keep them private?
Oh, no. Sure.
Okay. Man, come on. Greenberg loves that. Come on, man. Give him some promotion.
We're just hyping up his future column.
Yeah, remember, this is my podcast.
Keep it secret. We want everybody to know.
If you want to listen to Neil Greenberg's podcast, it's every Wednesday at 11 on B. Mitch and Finley. dude, so we're out here for practice today, OTAs. I have a feeling some guys that weren't here are here now. We'll see how that plays out. Do you think Brian is a really, really smart person and has been in rooms with the union and the league? Do you think it's absurd that the union has agreed to a situation where it's voluntary and then players end up kind of publicly getting, I don't know, some level of questions about not attending something voluntary?
They get scrutinized because they don't come to a voluntary deal. But I told CK and JP last week, the NFL doesn't care. The NFL loves it. You know why? Because people still talking about the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, look, either stuff is voluntary or it's not. And if it's voluntary, then if someone chooses not to be there, you really shouldn't question their character or shame them or anything like that. And like you said, I mean, this is part of what's inherent in the OTAs is who is there and who isn't and what that means. And that obviously generates pixels for the sport. It's a very quiet time, I think, now, even with the NBA Finals and the NHL Finals going on, because so much of the oxygen gets sucked up by the NFL, no matter what they're doing. So I think that this is, you know, kind of what we're talking about. But absolutely, if voluntary, words have meanings, right? So if it's voluntary, then if someone opts out or decides not to do it, then you just got to move on with your life and not try to make a big thing. You know, there's plenty of stories in the NFL. This doesn't have to be one of them.
Yeah, I think a lot of time when you see that every year, basically the same people that's reporting on it. And if it's a top-notch guy, the coaches will tell you automatically, you know what, hey, veteran guy, they not going to be. And I heard Dan Quinn last week say, I talked to every one of my guys, and I don't have no problem with it. Once a coach says that, it's not a damn story.
Agreed. All right, we're talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can check out all Neil's work at thewashingtonpost.com or follow him at ngreenberg. Greenberg, let's switch it up a little bit. Hockey starts tonight. I'm rooting for Edmonton. Everyone else is rooting for Florida. Where are you? Who's going to win?
I am rooting for Edmonton because I think that is the story to get the Cup back into Canada for the first time in forever. I think Connor McDavid is very likable, is a great story, is obviously very deserving of, you know, reaching this point of his career, kind of checking off this box. You know, he's not getting the absolute Ovechkin treatment of he can't win it, but, you know, if he goes back-to-back and, you know, there's going to be some talk about him and his legacy and everything else, which is probably unwarranted. But I think the story is going to be, can Canada get back the Stanley Cup? And that obviously rests not solely on Connor McDavid's shoulders.
I'm rooting for Canada. Now, Greenberg, I don't know if you have a counter for this, an analytical argument or quantitative analysis, but Lamphill just hates Canada, so he's rooting for Florida. What would you say to him?
I would say that's not very neighborly, but I get it. Look, if he wants to start an international incident, I mean, that's his choice.
Neil, they have ketchup popsicles. That's just not natural.
Well, so do my kids.
What?
I mean, you can't really
ketchup popsicles?
I mean, they'll eat anything frozen.
Nah. Have you given it to them yet?
No, of course not. I'm not a psychopath. I don't understand the Canada hate. I think that it's okay for Canada to be a part of the Stanley Cup celebration every once in a while.
I think it's okay if they win it. I don't think they need to be getting those no favorites.
It is important to point out that Lamphill has hated Canada for a long time. This is not a recent political movement for Professor Landini. He's been anti-Canada for as long as I've known him, I believe. Is that accurate, Jim?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the ketchup popsicles. I can't handle it.
Well, you are a big snack guy. I know that you used to have, like, the snack show and segments and everything. So I can definitely see, like, a snack that you're against completely putting
snack
you
trigger.
On tilt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get that. I respect that. I think for the rest of us, the Canada story would be really good for the sport. And honestly, if you're a hockey fan, you want this to happen because this is how the sport spreads. And it's going to be a great story. A lot of people are going to be talking about it. And I think it's going to be really good for the sport.
Okay, but who do you think will win? Not who you're rooting for. Who do you think will win?
I think Edmonton wins. I think that they do have what it takes to beat Florida. I know Florida's good, defending champion. I know we've been here before. I personally don't see a team like Edmonton making it twice and walking away with zero cups. I just find that hard to believe. I think that it's going to be tough. I'm not saying they're going to sweep or anything like that, but I think Edmonton wins it.
The way that they dismantle Carolina basically tells me that the Panthers are going to
Florida,
have
Florida, you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, Carolina
Edmonton did that to Dallas, though, dude.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, I just think that this is you learn a lot in a Stanley Cup final, and then you get back the next year. We've seen it before with like Crosby and Gretzky. I think that this is going to be a big step forward for one of the best players in hockey.
Okay. Let's switch it to the hoops. Talking with Neil Greenberg here, Washington Post Sports Analytics. You can follow him at N Greenberg, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Do you think the Pacers have a shot? Are there any bets you like in that series?
I kind of blanked out in the Eastern Conference Finals. Who moved on? To the finals.
Pacers
Oklahoma beat the City. Knicks.
They sure did. Yeah. I'm guessing you're quite aware of that.
I think the Pacers have really kind of legitimized themselves here. You know, we've talked about this before. I think the Pacers were always a contender just based on how the standings are and playing against teams that really don't want to win. But they put a heck of a run in, you know, so far with elite ball movement and transition scoring. But OKC has just been a train. Like, they've just absolutely run through everybody and everything, put in their path. Just three playoff losses so far. I mean, total, you know, this is a top five team in both offense and defense. I think you have to believe Thunder's going to win, and if you're looking to bet this series in any way, I think probably the best way to bet it is a Thunder sweep. I think that just let the powerhouse do their thing. I just think the Thunder have been too tough.
And the thing about them, man, they don't make many mistakes, and they're very, very
well coached
and
disciplined
as hell, dog.
Yeah.
And they capitalize on all the mistakes their opponents have made. I mean, they just they punish you for mistakes. And if you got to go into the finals playing a perfect game or a near perfect game, that just becomes a very tall task.
Totally. Yeah, totally. I see. I don't like this. I don't like the sweep. I think Indy will win one, maybe two. I like Halliburton a lot, man. And I think there's some really dumb conversation surrounding his game, and which hopefully will kind of change now that he's in the NBA Finals. Last thing, baseball in this town. Nats lost last night. Bullpen kind of let him down. But I there's a lot to like about the Nats right now. Young guys playing really well. Gore playing really well. You're really good at the numbers. And above all things, baseball's a numbers game. What do you where are you on James Wood projections?
I mean, you got to be bullish. I mean, the kid is, you know, 22 years old and doing a lot of things we haven't seen in a while. You know, he's being talked about as an MVP. You know, he strikes out a little bit too often, but again, he's only 22 years old and he'll kind of figure that out. And you know, if that's the only knock on your game at this age, being in the majors, you're probably set up for a lot of success. One, because that's correctable, and two, because the strikeouts don't really hurt you as much as they did before, you know, before, or at least we know now that they don't hurt you as much. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of momentum with this kid. You know, he's become a very valuable player in the majors overall, let alone for the Nats. To say he's a building block, I don't think I'm breaking any ground here. But yeah, I think that he's got a very bright future. Hesitant to say how bright, but so far, a 22-year-old doing what he's doing, you know, he's certainly on a superstar trajectory. And, you know, the Nats are sitting on a gold mine here because they have him under cost control for, what, 7 years, 8 years, or whatever it is. That's a huge building block, especially with the rest of their young roster. Wouldn't surprise me to see the Nats return to contention very soon, only because their core is very young and obviously led by Wood. They look to be very good.
His comparison is Aaron Judge.
Yeah, that's a lofty comparison, but I mean,
nobody else is 6'7" or 6'8" in the league, though.
Like, right, it's one thing to say he's the next Aaron Judge, but when the numbers really don't point to anybody else, you kind of just got to roll with it. And look, let's face it, if he's like three quarters of what Judge is, that's still a superstar talent in baseball. So there's like a lot of the floor is high and the ceiling is high. And whenever you have that, I mean, that's the guy you just got to build around and do whatever you can to make, you know, to make it as successful as possible while you're able to control his cost.
Landfill's going to kill me, but give me a quick one on this. Ryan and I did a whole hour, I think, yesterday. There's some level of notion that Jaden could regress and have a sophomore slump. I think there is zero, like, empirical evidence to support that. And frankly, I think he will take a step forward, even higher than go backwards. What is your 30-second response to just that conversation?
I think there's going to be some adjustment from defenses on how he plays. However, how he plays is very difficult to adjust to, and they gave him some more weapons. So if you figure out a way to stop a dual-threat quarterback that has a really high football IQ, more power to you. But I don't think that we've seen a lot of evidence of that just yet.
There you go. Thank you, Greenberg.
All right. Love you guys. Talk to you next week.
All right, bro. Take care, man.
Appreciate you, man. That's our boy, Mr. Neil Greenberg. Great work there. Give him a follow at NGreenberg. We're going to talk, I think it's NFL.com put together a list of potential NFL trades, which we've seen more and more of. The NFL trade market has become a real thing. Let's take a dive into what's available. Brandon Stokely, three-time Super Bowl winner, joins us at noon.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.